This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. The Academy Awards will be on ABC tonight with Ellen DeGeneres as the host. And after the winners get their trophies and the losers get their, oh, I'm sorries, they'll all go to the Governor's Ball where they'll have a great meal, which will be catered by this gentleman right here, Wolfgang Puck. Welcome to America Weekend.
Good morning. This is really a great day for us. You know, the Oscars is really the big day in Los Angeles here. We are very busy.
I'm sure you are. Probably up early preparing. How long ahead of time do you have to start preparing the actual food you're going to serve tonight?
Well, the actual food, we really started yesterday. On Saturday, we start cooking like the chicken pot pie, and we make up our pasta, like the agnellotti and things like that. But then we cook everything at the last moment, like our wild salmon with ginger and almonds, the Shanghai lobster and baked potatoes with caviar, the Wiener Schnitzel. We cooked it all at the last moment. The same thing, we make up little salads like chopped vegetable salad, the Shino chicken salad, the beets and goji salad. We make some vegan salads and things like that. That is really done the last moment because I have today 350 people in the kitchen. Now, it's a little quiet here in my office, but you should see the kitchen is full of people.
I bet it is. You've been doing this now for 20 years. How different is the menu you're going to have tonight different from the first one you did 20 years ago?
Well, this year we have really some sort of the best of the or the most popular dishes from the last 20 years. You know, maybe we miss a few because I couldn't make all of them, but some of the favorite ones, like the chicken pot pie. I remember some of the governor, as you know, the Board of Governors, the people who put on the Oscar show, they said, I don't care what you make, just make me the chicken pot pie. Or we have always our Shanghai lobster from our restaurant, Chinois. It's always very popular. And then we have some, you know, some comfort food like our baked macaroni with cheese. We have fried chicken with honey and grits and short ribs with spätzle, which is Austrian soul food. And so we have something for everybody. And naturally, vegetarian dishes, like we have a risotto with black truffles, which is vegan and vegetarian. So we have food for everybody. We have gluten-free things, just in case somebody can have gluten-free.
Now, that's got to be something different. I'm guessing 20 years ago, you weren't doing gluten-free food.
You know what? That's absolutely true. 20 years ago, people, when they didn't feel good, they didn't even know they had celiac or some of this intolerance for certain things. And I think more people are vegetarian or vegan today than they were 20 years ago, for sure. There were always some vegetarian, you know, from the hippie days on in the 60s.
Yeah.
But I think there are quite a few people, like, for example, Ellen DeGeneres, who's the host. She's a vegan, you know, for many years now. And we make her a fantastic menu so she can sit down with her friends and eat vegan.
So with 350 people in the kitchen and 1,500 guests coming to your ball tonight, do you actually get to see the show so you know who the winners are?
You know, I generally look a little bit. I have a TV set up in the kitchen so I can look a little bit, but mainly I like to know what's going on there, and then I know who is winning. And that way I recognize them, even if they don't have the Oscars. So that's one thing. But also I need to know, toward the end of the show, let's say comes Best Director, then I start firing some of the food, like the chicken pot pie or the macaroni and cheese, and some put the short ribs, glaze the short ribs, and get ready. So people 15 minutes later will be in the dining room, and they're all hungry.
Do the losers come in a bad mood?
So far, they're all hungry. You know, once they eat and drink, they all get happier. But I'm sure some people who expect to win are disappointed, like in anything, you know. But I think they all know, you know, you have a chance to win, but not everybody can win. So you cannot make a big deal out of it.
Do you ever have any of these big movie people come up to you and say, Wolfgang, I want to put you in my movie? I know you've done lots of TV, but have they come to you and said, you should be in the movies?
Oh, you know what? I was in a few movies. Most of the time, I say no, because I'm not really an actor. If I play myself, it's okay, but not really. You know, I don't really like to do that because sometimes they make fun of me and they make fun of my profession, so I don't do that. Like, I remember when Steve Martin, a long time ago, did this movie called L.A. Stories and everything, he said, you have to be in a movie, you have to be in a movie, you're so L.A. And I said, no, thank you, I don't want to be in a movie. I would stay in the kitchen.
So. That was a pretty good movie, L.A. Story.
I know, but I read the script and they thought that it was like a little funny the way people eat. So I said, you know what, I don't have to do that. And also, I'm not an actor. You know, if I play myself, like I did not too long ago, I did CSI.
Yep.
And, you know, to look at them work, they are so professional. So it's really a good thing to see them. It's like me cooking. You know, I do that for so many years. And the actors, everybody thinks it's so easy. It's not easy.
Yeah. Plus, besides, with all the restaurants you have all over the country and all over the world, it's not like you need a new job.
You are absolutely right. I don't need another job. And also a job which I might not be very good at. So I think to me, I stay in the kitchen, and, you know, I'm not an actor. I never said I'm going to be one, and so I love what I do, so I wouldn't change it for anything.
Speaking of jobs, is it true you were fired from your first restaurant job?
You know, when I was 14 years old, and my father told me I was good for nothing, I should get out of the house and everything, so I finished school when I was 14, and then about a month into the job, the chef fired me, and then I did not go home. I said, I forget it. I'm staying here. I was hiding in a vegetable cell. And then 2 weeks later, they still found me there peeling potatoes and onions and carrots and so on. And then the owner of the hotel sent me to another hotel he owned. And over there, they had a woman chef, and she was nice to me. And so that started it all then.
Yeah. Did that affect the way you deal with the people you hire in your kitchens?
You know, the way these people dealt with kids or chefs in the kitchen, the way they dealt with the employees is totally different today. I mean, they used to yell and hit you and kick your butt and everything. Today, they would be in prison, you know, if they would do that. So I think it's certainly a different thing today. And I actually like the part where I can teach the people. You know, I don't go over and yell at somebody and say, why do you messed up this, and go on and on and on. I generally tell them, okay, you know what, you made it this way, this is the wrong way, let me show you how to do it the right way. So I think it's a more positive approach, and it's better for everybody. That way I don't get all upset, and I feel good when they do it right the next time.
You have been very successful at this for a very long time, but there are people who think, oh, I'm going to open up a restaurant, I'll follow in the tradition of Wolfgang Puck or some other celebrity chef. They see all the stuff on the Food Channel and all the other chef shows that are on TV, some of which you have yourself have been on. What advice would you give them if they wanted to go into the restaurant business starting from scratch?
Well, I think really if you want to be in the restaurant business, especially in the upscale restaurant business, you really have to learn before. You have to learn how to cook. You have to learn how to manage. And also make your mistakes with somebody else's money. You know, if you make a mistake and you are a sous chef somewhere, you know, it won't affect you really personally. You know, it won't affect your own business or whatever. So that you learn and get as much experience as possible. And so many times today, young people, because they cook on television 5 recipes, they think they are a chef, they think they know everything. And then they go open a restaurant and they wonder. At the beginning, people come for the first few months, and then all of a sudden, a year later, they close down. And restaurants have one of the highest mortality rate of any business. You know, after like 3 years, maybe 80% of the restaurants close after being open for 3 years, you know, except like the fast food chains like McDonald's or things like that.
Right. So have you had people who started in your kitchens and then worked their way maybe up to sous chef and then went out and opened up their own places and have been successful?
Yeah, I have many people who went out and they were very successful and are still very successful. But I also had a few people who went out, saved a lot of money, took their family's money, opened a restaurant, and were not successful. And then they came back to me, like our chef David McIntyre, for example. He's our chef in London, at Cattle London. He's a very talented chef and very good. And I thought he's going to be for sure successful. But he chose the wrong location in the wrong part of town, and he was not successful. So now he's with us. He's happy, and we are happy.
Yeah. Well, you keep a lot of people happy, and I'm sure you'll do that for the 1,500 people who are there tonight. If the food...
Oh, you know what? We're going to have a lot of hungry people are coming to our place. And, you know, we are ready. The ballroom looks beautiful with tons and tons of flowers everywhere. So I think it's going to be a great day and a great night. And John Legend going to perform, so it's going to be great.
That's wonderful. Wolfgang, thanks so much for joining me here today.
Thank you. Good to talk to you. I'm busy. I'm going back to work.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Wolfgang Puck, who is catering the Governor's Ball, the huge event that goes on after the Academy Awards for both the winners and the losers tonight out in Hollywood. And wow, did he make me hungry. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.